We must walk in the way. And in order for us to know this way, that Yeshua, what he represents and who he is, we must understand what the way is. It gives us a prime example here in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 8. The derech. Yah's direction. It is Yah's course for your life, brothers and sisters. It is the manner in which Yah performs his rights in your life. It is the kind of conduct that we should have. That is what the derech of the way of Yah is, the way. Moshe speaks unto Israel. Deuteronomy 8:1, as Yah speaks, he says, all the mishvat, the commands, which I command you this day, shall you observe. Yishma, you must observe to do. Is that what it says? You must just not look at them, but you must do. And do is an act of performance. You must do. That you may what? Live. In the way you will live. You may live and multiply. And you may go in and possess the land which Yahweh swore to your avah. And you shall remember all the way. Listen now. All Derek, all the way which Yahweh your Abba led you these 40 years in the wilderness. We come to this time, brothers and sisters. We must remember how Yah led Israel in the way. Why does he bring us in the way? If I show you why he brings us in the way, will you believe it? He brings us in the way, brothers and sisters. He brought them in the way for what? To humble them. I know your trial may afflict you, but it's to humble you. Did not Yahweh lead them in the way? We come to Yeshua, does it humble us? We realize how wicked we were, how what sinfulness. Come on, brothers and sisters. How he breaks you down. No man can come unto the upper unless he draws them to the way. So Yahweh led them in the way. He leads us in the way of Yeshua, because Yeshua, even though he was a son, even though he was rich, he humbled himself and became poor for what Israel. So the way will cause you to be humble. It will humble you, brothers and sisters, not being arrogant. It is to test you. I know we say, Yah, how do I go through this? You're in the way. Just prove Yah. It is to prove Yah. He said, I brought you this way to prove you. Yeshua is the only way that Yah has proven. That's why he said to Thomas, you believe, Yah, you believe in me. If you believe in Yah, believe in me. I am the way. So he's bringing you this way to humble you, to take out the fights, to prove you, to test your love, test your mind, and to show you or to know what's in your own heart. It's something how we know what's in everyone else's heart, isn't it? But we don't know what's in our own heart. For this is the hour that we're in before the feast, the heart began. Yeshua began to speak to them. It is a time of examination to know what is in your lab, brothers and sisters. We can't sit here with all hypocritical and justify ourselves. We are deceived. You may think it's a small matter, but it is not a small matter. So he has led us in the way to humble us, to test us, to prove us, to show us what's in our hearts, whether we will keep his mitzvah or not. So that's why you're in the way. That's why you're being tried, to show whether you're going to keep the mitzvah. Well, wife is coming against you. Keep the mitzvah of Yah. Yeshua is the way. Well, husband is coming against you. Obey Yeshua. Family members of all, obey Yeshua. So that test is to prove you whether you're going to keep the mitzvah of Yah. There are folks that have laid down the truth, the Torah of Yah, because of parents and relatives. Let Yah be truth and every man a liar. David Roberts is a liar. Let you be a liar, but let Yeshua be the truth, the imat of Yah. And that is why he has brought you in the way, to prove you, to show you, brothers and sisters. And verse 3, and he humbled you, and he suffered you to hunger. He permitted you to hunger. For what? And fed you with the life. We were hungry out there, and he fed us with the living bread, the manna, Yeshua.
We had ate every kind of bread it was. It didn't satisfy. And he suffered you to hunger. He suffered the agony and the pains. Sometimes overtake you. You didn't know what to turn, which way to turn. You would say, I don't know which way to go. There's only one way to go. The way. The Derek of Yah, the way. Hallelujah. And that still small voice beckoned and say, that's the way. What? Yeshua. Hallelujah. And then you turn your eyes upon Yeshua and the power of his tefirat and his honor fill the house. Come on, Yisrael. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He fed you with manna, which you did not even yada, you knew not. Neither did our avot. Come on, our grandpappies didn't know this manna. Come on, my brothers and sisters. Our great-grandpappies didn't know them. Oh, grandmama, she knew about it. She heard a little bit. She could not extrapolate on it. And they didn't know. But he brought us in this way to humble us, to test us, to show us that we may, brothers and sisters, we may eat the matter that even our avots did not even know. We're eating bread and truths that our grandparents and great-parents didn't even know. Come on, Yisrael. And even those that have been among us that have passed, they didn't even know this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That they didn't even know. For what reason? That he might make you yada to know. Listen. He did all that for one thing. Who is the bread of life? Come on and say it. Yeshua is the bread of life. He says that he might make you to know that man does not live by leshem, bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh does man live. Is Yahshua the living word? Did he not come from the bosom of Yah? We must live by every word. He is the living Torah. He is the Torah. He is the life of Torah. He is the Hayah. He is what excites our love. Come on. You tell me, brothers and sisters, you know you are not, you having some God before Yah. That doesn't cause life to feel your love. It does mine. You tell me that the Shabbat, I take great Shabbats. I take a wonderful rest on the Shabbats. And last Shabbat, because I had prayer and then I was up, that was the first time after service that I really went home in a long time. And I laid down in bed and I slept until 6 p.m. Usually I will kick up my heels and take me a nice 15-minute nap. And I'm done because I don't like that because I don't go to bed afterwards. And I still do not go to bed until about midnight. But that was a sweet rest. It was a beautiful rest. In Yah on last Shabbat. So the Shabbat, it costs the life of this witness of Yahshua. And the beauty of that, to cause me to be energized when I don't feel like physically or mentally preaching. It is the life of remembering the Shabbat and keeping it kadosh that causes life to emanate. For I say that I am going to speak in a way that can be heard in a manner that's not so loud, I still cannot hold my shalom. Hallelujah. I want you to know I have shalom in me because of the Shabbat and obeying Yah. So we must live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yah. Was the Torah his word? Is Yahshua the word of Yah? And the word was made flesh. And we saw the power and the honor of the Most High Elyon, Yah, and the power of this living Torah that we can walk in. That's why in Yahshua we live. We walk in the Torah. He is the way. In Yahshua we live. In Yahshua we move. Are not our actions based upon Torah? And Yahshua, we have our living, our life. It's not, he's the life. So the Torah, this living power Torah, gives unto us, Yisrael, the fullness of the stay of the bread. For Yahshua is the whole stay of the bread that sustains our lives. It is nothing else but Yahshua. Let no one trick us. It is Yahshua that sustains us. But my afflictions, Todayah, and all things. Even when you are afflicted and even when your mind is assaulted, just Todayah. Eat the bread. There's nothing like a nice meal, how it soothes you, doesn't it? It does. And the most beautiful meals are the simple ones. Whoever cooked that gravy on this week, I wanted some more of that in my rice. That's all I need, the gravy and rice. Don't need no hot sauce on that, little Hannah. Just the gravy. That's it. Just eating that and just dumping the peas in there. That was all right to me. Even though that I certainly will enjoy a nice piece of white bass. But I enjoyed the rice and gravy. That was all right. So I said to Mama, do we have some more of the gravy? I just eat the gravy on bread. And you take a great delight in the simplest of meals instead of something that is so laborious. Hallelujah. And just to eat this sweet bread, Yahshua is sweet to me. And He's been sweet to us. Hallelujah. That's all we need, this sweet bread. I want to clarify something in our minds, brothers and sisters. There's a result that we will endure our afflictions if we do not stay in the way. Yah says in the 9th chapter of Devarim, next chapter, verse 11. Yah says, and it came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights, that Yah gave me two tables of stones, even the table of the Brit covenant. He gave him the Torah, the Mitzvah, and he gave him even the covenant or the Torah of the covenant unto Israel. This is Moshe. And Yah said to me, arise, get you down quickly from here. For your, look who he identified them as. He says, for your people, which you have brought forth out of Mizraim, they have corrupted themselves. It doesn't take much for us to corrupt ourselves. Between now and tomorrow, you better guard your love. And some of us are angry as hell cats. We get angry at the drop of a hat. Told him, my brother. We get angry at hell cats. The venomous poison of an asp rises in our tongues. We get fruity and nutty as a hellcat. An act of immaturity, juvenileness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we need to hear the word of Yah. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yah. He said, Moshe, they have corrupted themselves. He said, they are quickly turned aside out of what? You don't find yourself turning out of the way, do you? We turn ourselves out of Yahshua. He said, I'm quickly. We're quick to get angry. We're quick to answer in our wickedness, are we not? We're quick to display who we are. We're quick not to submit ourselves one unto another. Don't worry about it. That's wicked. They're quickly turned out of the way, mother. Not that they just kind of serenade. They quickly, no, I will not. And they quickly turn out of the way. ASAP. They quickly turn out of the way. And we find ourselves outside of Yahshua. We find ourselves outside of the way. We are subject to do any kind of vile or wicked thing it is. We begin to resort to the way that seems right to us, don't we? Our wicked ways, our corrupt ways. You can't do that with what time we're in. You can't do that. And this is the generation that quickly turns out of the way. Yah said they quickly turned aside out of the way, which I commanded them. They have made them a molten image, and we allow our thoughts and our imaginations to arise, and we ought to cast down every thought, every imagination that exalt itself against the knowledge, the Torah of Yah. Well, you know that it's right to do. And your thoughts exhort you not to do that, not to be kindly and love kindness and tenderness to one another. Don't you know you are a damned wicked, damn now, you're on your way to hell. You are a damned wicked fool. I have opportunity every day to do right by the Kiddushin of Yah. We have opportunity to do tov unto all men, especially your brothers and your sisters. You forgive them with a great fervent forgiveness. You deal with them not like you deal with the wicked world. The world spit in your face, you go right back to them. Folks treat you like a dog. Well, that's what you asked for. And you go back to the Bobo house and get a Bow biscuit. Hallelujah. You sit here like hypocrites on me. They treat you like trash in the restaurants, and you go back and sit down and suck their gravy. Hallelujah. Oh, I know it's all right. Told him, my brother, I'm going to preach it. Hallelujah.
Well, I thought that's what you ordered, sir. What's wrong with your attitude? No, no, no. What's wrong with your attitude?
I get the message. Oh, okay, sir. We give you a free cup of a tea and a biscuit. Oh, I got to write you all off a choir. And you, we're hypocrites. I remember when I was a young preacher, I went in this place. And I said to the woman, I was just been trying to be kindly. I had paid for it. Back then, $4 and some change, that was a lot of money. Of course, there are times when I would get off from work, I would run up. They had, at that time, Mother, they had a Krispy Kreme on the West Boulevard. And I would ride my bike up there, and my dinner for that evening, I would get me two donuts. I would get me two roast beef sandwiches. You get a roast beef sandwich, a donut, and I think a little something else for like a buck. And of course, $2 back then, that was $2.65 an hour. That doesn't leave you much. Expenditure doesn't. And I would ride up there and get that. And there was a restaurant across from them. And there were times, I went in there one day and I purchased a hamburger. It came $4, $4.25. And you had to pay for it before they prepared the food back then. And so I said to the woman, I said, is this good food in here? And she went off like a fool. You don't go to McDonald's and ask them. I said, that's a lady. I said, tell you what. You eat that. Give it to him. And I walked out. The $4, it didn't make her rich, but that's all right. Hallelujah. She never got a nickel from me again. There was a store that this man, his name was Orr's, right there at West Boulevard. He treated those little Negroes like dogs. His wife was an arrogant Jezebel, diamonds everywhere. And when they were leaving that, they would have pump shotguns. And they would have guards leading them out of there. Nobody robbed this store the whole time they were there. And I walked in that one day and I saw the way they did those folks. I said, the hell with these wicked folks. They will never get one nickel of mine. I never put one dime. And now folks, they would treat like hell and they go right back. Mr. O, can you cash my check? I'm using that scenario to show you, you go out there and the world kick the hell out of you. And you go right back to the world. And yet when a brother or sister offend you because you have no love, that's why you're easily offended, because you are full of hatred and hell. Come on here, somebody. If you allow that sept of wickedness to rise up in you because you have no root of love in you, the havav, yeah? And that's why you're that way. You better get it right, because we're close to that time. Hallelujah. You better told the Yah that he has raised up a man, no great man, just a man. He's going to raise up great men. I just want to be a man of Yah. Let the great men come. Let them teach with the strength of the purity of Yahshua. To train us in the way. That's why you need to train yourself in the way. We are children. We need to be trained in the way. Hallelujah. They've gone aside out of the way which I've commanded them. They have made molten image. Furthermore, Yahweh spoke to me, saying, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. When you go out of the way, you become stiff-necked. That's why I said to us that the orator said that 59% of what we communicate is by our bodily expression. That's why Yah said to Ezekiel, Yah don't, Yeskel, don't even worry about the expression of the hardness of their foreheads and their necks. You all can sit here, any of us, whether you're here, whether I'm preaching somewhere, you can sit here all hypocritical all you want to. You can sit here like a shaka with your deception and think that I do not know. You are a fool. And I said that way. And I speak directly to you. And at times I speak to you to let you know. Every son that Yah receives, every daughter, he chasteneth. And he correct. We are ignorant. We are ignorant as a womb bat, but we don't understand the Ahavav Yah, that he's shown us the error of our way that is not right.
And he's trying to bring you back to the way. Because in the way you're going to find the riches of Yah. Hallelujah. No other way. There's something that is very exciting in the book of Enoch. I'll read it for you. It says in the book of Enoch, as Enoch was instructed of Yah, he said this, the way of Yah has never changed. The Torah of Yah has never changed. Yahshua is the beginning because he was there in the beginning. What beginning? Well, he is the word of Yah. And what Yah is, there was no Yahshua in the flesh like came out of Miriam, but he is the living power of the word of Yah. He's always been there. That's what he was. It says in the book of Yeshua, listen, chapter 3, verse 4. And Yah, and he said, rise, go forth from your house, and from the place where you did hide yourself, and appear to the sons of men, in order that you may teach them the way in which they should go, and the work which they must accomplish to enter in to the way of Yahweh. So he said to Enoch, you rise up, you go among the brethren, you go show them the way they must walk, and the matter of life they must have in order to enter into the way of Yah. So I show you today the way you must go, the works you must have in order to enter into Yahshua. And if you do not walk that way, you're not going to enter into Yahshua. It begins in this mind, your attitude and your love. It begins there. We polluted ourselves so with all kinds of dainties from hell. It's hard for us to obey, isn't it? Hallelujah. Well, how do you get it right? By the mercies of Yah and His truth. And you allow the word of Yah to create in you a clean heart, clean lamp. And let Him renew the right ruach in you. And that come by the hearing of the word of Yah. That's how it come. You will never have a clean ruach. Can't you tell something with clean when it's nothing more despicable than a man, he thinks he's dressed up. And he has on something that is smelled like 9 yards to get back. And all the thing he's doing is spraying cologne on it. Come on. He hasn't bathed. And what more than a woman when she got on some filly whore dress? She got on so much cologne that you can smell it from here to the back of the door. She got dirt on her fingernails. Come on. She's dirty. And her shoes are running over. And she looks a mess. And she stinks. Hallelujah. There's something profoundly about the scent of a woman is different than a man's. Now that's just the truth. It's the truth. And there's nothing more vile than that, the stench of it. Nothing like that. They mask their stench by the expression. Well, come on. Anyone, he that is spiritual, judge all things. They can see through that. Hallelujah. Let's be real. And the only way it has to be that the word of Yah has to create, he has to create a new heart within you, a new love, a renewed love. He has to renew the right. Yahshua is the right way. He has to renew the way in you. You walk so far the way, you're so lost, you don't even know how to get back. It's nothing like driving and you get lost. You're trying to find your way and it's dark, isn't it? We're in the dark hour. It's nothing like trying to find your way back. And I have always, wherever I've gone, that has always been a challenge for me. I like to find places before they even had GPSs. But that GPS sure does save a lot of time. You punch that thing in and say, turn right on Cold Street and left on Markup Avenue. You're right at your destination. Thank you, GPS. I like that thing. Hallelujah. It puts you right on the mark in the money. I will say to Sister Roberts, we got enough money. Don't worry about it. I'm not lost. But of course, it costs you a lot of gas. That GPS say, turn right on Market Avenue. You're near your destination. Turn left on Seymour Street. Your house is 500 yards on the right destination arrive. And it puts you right there. Or it may put you right here in the place right there, but you're right there. Hallelujah. And your shoe is the mark. He puts us right in front of Yah. He is our global positioner. He positioned us in the presence of Yah. And the way you get in the presence of Yah is by walking in the way. Your ways have removed your way from Yah. That's why you're staunch and dead. And that's full of the high of Yah. You know, I've started something here and I'm going to finish this. I may not finish it all today, but I'm going to finish this. Oh, I'm going to finish the way. I'm going to finish the truth. And the high as well. We're going to finish this, all right? Feed us with tough things, Yah. We must live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth.
So you will teach them the way that they must go and accomplish in that way, the way that Yah intends for them to go. And it says, and Enoch rose up according to the word of Yah and went forth from his bayit, from his place and from his chamber, in which he was concealed. And he went to the sons of men and he taught them the way of Yahweh. He taught them the ways. Now there are ways that leads us into the bosom of Yahshua. I want to show us that before I conclude today. And at the time assembled the sons of men and acquainted them. They acquainted themselves with the instructions of Yah. You see, that's what the way will cause you to do. Acquaint yourself with the instructions of Yah. And we need to have the Musa, the instruction, the discipline of Yah. We are children. We leave ourselves to ourselves. We bring shame. I know I'm ashamed of some things I say, my attitude, my actions. I am. I must search my life each day before the close of the night. I want Yah to search me and try me. See if there been any wicked, evil thing in me. You all don't want that? You just go pop that on the bed without your thoughts meditating on Yah? You go to bed angry as a hellhound and you get up angrier than a double hellhound. You go to bed with this crazy attitude and you get up, something is twisted in your damnable mind. Hallelujah. You operate not in the spirit of Yeshua. Hallelujah. You say you love Yah, I can't love my brother Randy whom I see. I can't love my brother Dave who I see. You are a flat out liar. You cannot. You don't love nobody because you don't love yourself. Parents correct their children. What, they keep them in the way? She corrected them to keep them in the way. She knew what they did. You think they knew? They still don't know what she knew. You think they knew more than what she did? Crazy. That's an ignorant generation. Well, mama, the boys, they doing this. Boy, stay in the way. Your daddy told you, go out that mow grass. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if he had just stayed in the way, kept him out of a lot of mess, wouldn't it? Huh? Sure would have. It's only when you get out of the way that we get in trouble. And so we get out of the way, you get in trouble. There are results when you get out of the way. There's a consequence when you get out of the way of Yah, when you turn out of the way of Yah. There are consequences that you're going to endure. Profoundly out of the book of Shoftim, Judges chapter 2. What is the way, preacher? I want to show you what the way is. Hallelujah. This is the way you must walk. Because Yahshua is this way. It says in Judges Shoftim, chapter 2, verse 16. It says, nevertheless, Yahweh raised up Shoftim, which he raised up judges, which delivered, or the Yashak. That's what the judges does. Now, brothers and sisters, when Yah brings Mishpatim upon you, it brings deliverance. It brings his Yashak. When he shows you the error of your actions, it brings deliverance. So he raised up Shoftim, which delivered or Yashak them out of the hand of those that plundered them. Those that raped them, those that destroyed them. He raised up Shoftim, judges, to bring deliverance. He has raised Yahshua from the bosom of his lev to bring deliverance unto Israel. And yet they would not hearken or listen to his Shoftim. They would not listen to the judges. This is a generation that would not listen to the judges. But they went a whoring after gods. What God? The God of our bellies? The God of our lusts? We covet, we have greed. They went a whoring. Does it say that in your text? Well, I know the modern day translations want to remove words that they think are offensive. We are an offense unto Yah. We're an offensive people. We stink. Brothers and sisters, I'm not talking to the world out there. I'm talking to Yisrael. I'm not judging Yisrael. I'm telling you the traits among Yisrael. The world is vile, is wicked. The way of the wicked is death. That's what scripture says. The way of the wicked, but the way of the just or the Sadiq, that there's life and shalom. But the way of the wicked is death. So I'm not speaking to the world. I'm not trying to convert the world. I'm trying to convert Israel. Get our damnable wicked hearts right. I had a man to write me from UK, from London. He wrote a long letter. He told me about his life story. He was a boxer. He's tough. He has traveled to many places and preached the message. How many places, boy? I don't know if I have gone in some of the places he had gone into. Spent a month and a half, 2 months in places. But he wrote me a letter and it was so profound. He says, I see on your site that there are things that you say, or I agree with what you say. And I hope you respond to this letter, because I certainly would like to talk to you. But he wrote something profoundly in the letter, in the latter part. I want you to bring the letter and read it, so I can read it verbatimly as he said. So I'll let that rest, all right? He said they did not want the judges. They would not hear them. Verse 17. And yet they would not listen to the shoftims, but they went a whoring after their own gods, and they bowed themselves to them. Look at what they did. And they turned quickly out of what? The way. Which they are what? Walked in. What is the way? Obeying. Obeying the mitzvahs of Yah. But they did not you. They turned quickly out of the way. Didn't they not? Did they not? And that's what we do. We turn quickly out of the way. There are two commands that Yeshua gave unto us. To love Yah with all. To love our neighbors as ourselves. So when our neighbor offends us, we turn quickly out of the way, don't we? We let our damnable wickedness of our hatred and our anger be made known. Come on, Yisrael. We turn quickly out of the way. Turn quickly out of the way which our fathers, our forefathers, they walked in the way. And that way is obeying the mitzvah, the commands of Yah. But they did not so. And when Yahweh raised up, when he raised up them shoftim, then Yahweh was with the shoftim. He was with the judge. And delivered them out of the hand of the enemies all the days of the shoftim. For it repented Yah because of their groanings by the reason of them that oppressed them and vexed them. Yah was with the shoftim. He was with those men that he said he was going to raise up great men. And he raised up those men among those gadol men among Israel. They were men that were adverse in the Torah, the truth, and the knowledge, that they will bring them to the light. And that light is Yahshua. He is the Yoshak of Israel. And it's one thing that this Yoshak does. It brings about the repentance. That's what deliverance is. It's a repentance. It is a changing that one can sense it and know it. It's nothing like a change that makes you feel different. Can I show us a metaphor of that? We truly change. Come on, brothers and sisters. You said, don't be so petty-minded and so easily offended. When you find a man that is overweight or large, when he loses weight, he feels like a new man, doesn't he? He dressed different. He acts different. You find a woman that is obese, fat. Same thing with a fat, obesely man. When they change that, does it not change their physical appearance? Does it not change their attitude? We must have the change, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. There must be a change. When we walk in the way, we become new creatures. We become renewed creatures. All things that pass away, behold, all things become renewed. Hallelujah. That little thing changed the whole attitude of one. When they begin to see the physical look and say, oh, man. It changed their mental perception, their thoughts in life. Hallelujah. You don't have to say hallelujah. Oh man, I agree with the truth. And it is the truth. It changed the whole perception, the whole attitude. And we began to get fat on the word of Yah, would change everything about us. We've been eating too many lollipops and sweet cookies. That's what we've been eating. Hallelujah. I said to Brother Yeh, safe as we were planting those strawberries. Of course, we experimented with ways until we found the perfect niche to lay out those strawberries. And believe me, 3.5 hours with your back, 4 hours with 4.5 hours. Your back bent like that, you're going to feel something. Well, I know Brother Dave is an older brother. And so what I said, all right, as we began to process that and work, I said, I'll tell you what, Brother Dave. Let me, because I don't mind standing up bending my back. Of course, my back was aching, my hamstrings and all that hurts. Did you feel that the next day? Did you feel it, Brother Yosef? I really didn't feel it. Really. I felt a little bit. It was no pain then, really. But out there, it was pain. It was just, just want to holler out, that hurts. And so when you get down there, when I get down there, it's hurting, so I'd just rather get it done. I look back at what it's accomplished. I said, it won't be long. See, I'm not looking at it. I always look back. 2 rows. 4, 8, 10, 12. So So I said to Brother Dave, I said, Brother Dave, you work well on your knees, so you won't have to bend your back much. Let me. I can work this way, so I can dig the holes and dig the holes, drop the plants. The only thing you got to do is crawl on your knees. Just cover that up. Hallelujah. Makes it much easier that way, doesn't it? Are we not our brothers, keeper and helper? I like helping my brothers like that. I don't expect Brother Dave to put out the way I put out. But he put out, I expect him to put out the way I put out. Did y'all hear that? I don't expect Brother Dave to put out the way I put out. But I expect him to put out what I put out. I don't expect Brother Dave to put out what I put out. But I expect Brother Dave to put out what I put out. The same enthusiasm, same energeticness, same will, same become. Yes, sir. He may not plant but 10, but that's all right. I'd rather plant 10 with the same enthusiasm that I put 30 down that throw. I put about 30 plants, and Brother Dave got about 10 in us. Come on, Brother Dave, I tell you what, you get behind me. I'll drop them. Other thing, you just crawl on your knees. Come on, that's easy. And then just crawl on your knees and put those things in. Did we accomplish the job quicker that way? Well, sure we did. Much easier. Easy on the elderly brother. Hallelujah. Finish that roll, then jump on the roll with Brother Yosef. That's how you do it. That's what Yah has done. That's the old saying, he's not through with us yet, is he? Huh? He's going to work us with his finest sword, and it's going to cut the fat off of your head. Hallelujah. That's what he's going to do. So Yah was with the Shoftim. He was with the judges. When we walk in the Torah of Yah, Yahshua is the Torah. In him we move. In Yahshua we live. In Yahshua we have our being. We have our substance in Torah. No other way. Not in some form of Christianity. There are thousands of forms, 6,000 forms of Christianity in America. 6,000 forms of what we call Christianity in America. There's only one way. And Yahshua is the Emet, the truth of Yah. He is the Derek. The way that brings all men unto the Abba. I don't give a nickel's worth of fat chicken's grease. But the Muslims say, Allah Akbar is not the way. Judaism, God is not the way. Yahshua! They could not even get to Yah unless they brought the offering. They had to go by the way of the high kato, or the high priest, or the high kohan. Hakato ol kohan. Is that not the way they got to the presence of Yah? He has not changed. Come on, Yisrael. Hallelujah. David says, Tov and Sadiq is Yah. Therefore, he will teach sinners. He will teach us hatar, sinners, in the way. We were all sinners in trespassing against the Torah of Yah. So he's just, he's Sadiq. He has taught us in the way. And that way is Yahshua the Lamb. There is no other way but Yahshua. What has happened, brothers and sisters, I would assure us this. As I come near close, I'm going to teach or preach this message out to the fullness. I began this week, but I will finish this. This I will. You say that often, preacher. The last one I finish. I know the one before that one I did not. But this one I will finish. For we need to hear it. We need to understand. Wisdom is principal. Experience is wonderful. But in all of our getting, we need to understand. We need to shakal. We need to shakal. We need to understand Yah. And that shakal, it is an understanding that is enlightened by the brightness or the power, this truth that it emanates from us. We need to do that. I want to show you what has happened, brothers. This is what this vile serpent of hell, this pope, the vicar of God. That's what he is, the vicar. I have no problem with that. He's been the vicar of God. For I know that Shaitan is the God of America, the God of Russia, the God of Africa, and the God of the world. I know Shaitan is the God of this world. He is not the deliverer of Yah. He can be the vicar. I have no problem with that. I wouldn't even argue with that. I have no compunction with what they say about each other. I really do not. When they say that George Bush is a great man of faith of God, I have no compunction with that at all. It doesn't arouse me. It doesn't make me say, well, he is not. I know he is not a man of Emunah in Yahshua, for he knows not the power of Yah. But it says this in 2 Peter. Hallelujah. It says in 2 Kefar 2:1, it says this. We are in this hour and this time. He says, and there were, and there is, I read it with present context, in the present context, in the context of this hour. He says, but there are, or there is, or there should be, there were pseudo or false nobis or prophets also among the people. Were they not among Israel when they built the golden calf in the way? Even as there shall be false teachers among you. That's why I'm preaching. Listen to me carefully, brothers and sisters. He's a false teachers among us. Who probably shall bring in damnable heresy. Now I said to you what heresy is. It is a disputing of truth that men have derived at their own conclusions. And it brings about a divide and a separation. These are damnable heresy. You got a little whole house on the corner, got 10, one over 15. Hallelujah. That's all the damnable heresy. One got 2 or 3, 5. And they guard them for one purpose, to make sure that they can say they have a flock. Ain't no flock. Hallelujah. We really don't have a flock of sheep out there until next year that I look at that. We got a flock then. Hallelujah. I really don't like butchering the sheep. I don't mind the sheep I don't want to butcher the lamb. I don't have much problem with the mutton. That's what we usually eat around the mutton. The older ones, that tastes a little stronger, but the sheep, but the lamb, the say, they're tender. I look at that one Deacon Horn and his family guy, I say, boy, it's going to be kind of tough to work with that one, isn't it? Hallelujah. Gotta walk around here like he's a part of the community. He's going to be part of the plate one day. Is it a ram? Oh, she would have longevity. Hallelujah. We don't mess with the females too often. We like to keep them around. They're beautiful. Hallelujah. And they shall probably bring a damnable heresy. Listen to me. Even denying the master that brought them and bring upon them swift destruction. They're going to deny the way now what he is saying. Because they're going to deny Yahshua the Lamb. They will probably bring upon themselves damnable heresy, denying Yahshua, and they're going to bring upon themselves the swift destruction of Yah. And look at this now. It does not say a few, but it said many shall follow their wicked, their pernicious ways. Is that not what it says? Why? By reason of whom? What? 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 The way of what? Of Torah shall be evil spoken of. Do not they speak evil of Torah today? Well, how did I, where, quote, Jesus made us free. You're a damn fool if he made you free to do that. You're a liar if you can go out there and murder. Come on, you hypocrites. You're birthed out of hell if you don't remember the Shabbat and keep it kadosh. You're a child of hell if you say his name is not honorable and important. You're liars. See, they're going to bring in pernicious ways, the damnable heresy. Well, honey, it's all right. Well, Reverend Jim Jack, I heard this preacher. Well, his name, he's supposed to be a pastor. Pastor Robertson, my mama go down there, and he talks about this thing. Yahweh? Oh, yeah, Yahweh, yes, that's his name. But, of course, we know his name. He got a lot of names. El Shaddai. Lies. He have expressions of his name. But he is Yahweh. Even the constitution, the ones that wrote the first book, his name is there. His name is there, Yahweh. He has a name. And he wants us to praise him by his name. There's no other name given whereby we can be saved, but in the name of Yah. For Yahshua is the Yah. He is the Yah, or he is the sure salvation of Yah. That's what he is. Who saved them coming out of Israel, out of Mizraim? Yah did. Yah saves Israel. Yahshua is the power, that assurance of salvation, that it is Yah that saves Israel. He is the word of Yah. It is his word that saves us. It is walking in the way of his truth that saves us. We get out of the way of the truth and we're going to fall into wickedness. That's why our hearts rejoice when we hear the name of Yahshua. It should make us shout and rejoice and make us twirl and dance in the Ruach. It does that for me. Oh, I love to hear that name. Hallelujah. He says, and they shall cause many to go in their pernicious ways, of whom the way of the Torah of the truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness thou shalt not covet. Through covetousness thou shalt not cover thy neighbor's tub, his goods. And through covenant you shall not covet your neighbor. And through covetousness shall they with lies, vain, fabricated words, make merchandise of you. That's what they do. They buy you and sell you like you pimp a whore. All they want is your money. Get together with their little Sunday chicken fries and go out to their little bowling alleys and their damnable wickedness. Their little fatback fries and their collard greens with their ham hocks in it. Come on, Israel. Their ham dinners and their Easter dinners and their sly Christmas dinner the way they do it. And you eat that damn trash, I will not. I will not eat that which is sacrificed unto idols. You'd eat in damnation. That's why we're sick in our bodies. We're suffering because we've been a part of that. You go to their fat stroll nights and you eat their damn fat back meals with fat back and cornbread chitlins and their hog head cheese and all that. And it's none of y'all. He gave us a Torah of life. And that Torah of life teaches us how to eat and to be healthy and how to live. Don't learn the ways of the heathen. They eat the oysters and the lobsters and the shrimp. We eat the foods that Yah commands us to eat. They're so wicked, they're sneaking it in everything. That's why we got to get wise enough to grow our own. Hallelujah. Grow our own. Raise our own cows and not inject it with some kind of bovine or some kind of swine viruses or swine growth hormone. Come on, Israel. You can't mix Yeshua with Jesus, or Lord of God. Yeshua stands alone, for he stands for the constitution of Yah. He is the truth, the way of Yah, and the life of Yah. You can't find it no other way. Hallelujah. Whether you love me or not, he does. And through covetousness shall they use, fabricate lies, words of lies, vain words, and make you merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time linger not, but their damnation slumber not. Yah is going to damn them dogs into hell. He said their judgment, it lingers, but their damnation, it lingers not at all, for it is coming. I'm going to close with this last one, and I will continue with this. Whenever I get up again and preach, whether it's a Wednesday, whatever, I will. It's much to this. And all this week I've asked Yah, I know I said I want to continue on the Peshach. We know what we need to do. But and I said, Yah, what do I preach? And this, for the weeks, this verse from Yochanan, Yeshua is the way, the truth, and the life, has just been resonating in my mind and burning there. And I was listening to one of those on Shack, and one said, well, you know, Yeshua is he's the way, the truth. I said, ah. And so when I got up this morning, I'd spent a little time in the book, and this is what he gives us today. Hallelujah. It's nothing like a fresh cooked meal, is it? So you're eating straight from the bosom of Yah. I want to close with this inspiration, and that, and we will continue this. David says, when we know that we're in the way, brothers and sisters, the way of Yah in Yeshua, he says in Tehillim 119, verse 1, I love this. He says, Esha, happiness and blessedness, the fullness of Yeshua, happy are the undefiled in the way. When we are in Yeshua, we are not defiled, but we are undefiled. Hallelujah. Even though we seem like a piece of wasted trash. So when you know that you are in the way in Yeshua, you are happy. Happy are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the Torah, the truth of Yahweh. You'll be happy. When you walk in Yeshua, brothers and sisters, you go outside of Yeshua, you're going to be dismal. You're not going to be happy. And your lives are going to be so ruddy and so unsatisfied. So happy are we that are undefiled, that walk in the way. And Toda Yah, bless Yah for Yeshua, for he has cleansed us with his dam, his blood. It has cleansed us from the guilt of sin. Above all, it has cleansed me from me, that I can walk right before Him. It is no power of my strength. It is Yahshua, this living way in me. The way of Yah in me. The way of Yahweh in me, in Yahshua. It caused my hands to go to the right place and my feet to walk right. Yeah, the song, the places I used to go. I don't go them places no more, says Yah. Laid His hands on me. Things I used to say, I don't say it. I don't want my vocabulary to be like it was when I was a young fool. I don't want to talk like that. Hallelujah. I want my words to be governed and managed by the Ruach of Yah. I want my attitude to be that way. I don't want to have anything in my love against my brothers or my sisters. I don't want to live that way because it creates poison and death. Your mind will never be alive. You will always act and look that way. I want the life of Yahshua in me because for much to whom much is forgiven, I've been forgiven much. I've been forgiven much. To whom much is forgiven, that one love much. Hallelujah. To whom little is forgiven, they forgive little. And those that are arrogant and haughty in their self-righteous, religious, corrupt mindset, they don't think that they have wronged Yah like me. And so they don't even love much. They don't love their neighbors much, and they don't love Yah. But you that know you on the road of hell, down in the dungeons of death and corruption with every kind of vile thing accompanying you. Your mind wretched and wicked, full of stench, full of every kind of abominable, vile thing it was. And as the old Kiddush would say, that Yahshua wretched down. He did not reach, he wretched down. And he pulled us up out of the mire of the stench, of the filth, of darkness, and wickedness, and put the mind in us to do right. To whom much is forgiven, they love much. To whom little is given, you don't love much. And you will know you love Yah much when you love your brother and your sister much. You will know you love Yah when you love your brother and your sister much. You love them less because you don't love Yah and you don't realize or believe you've done nothing wrong. Hallelujah. It's but by the mercies of Yah in Yahshua. We are free. Yahshua has made me free to declare unto you the whole counsel this day of Almighty Yah. May enrich you, Israel, because you love to delight in Yahshua and the Tikvah, the hope of promises that we have in Yahshua. I delight to do the will of my Abba. For Yahshua did. Hallelujah. He did the will of Yah, his Abba. Hallelujah. And when it's all is finished, then even he himself is going to say, "Is finished, my Abba," and shall submit. The word will rest in the bosom of Yah from its beginning, like it should. Hallelujah. 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 We greet you all in Yahshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. Come on, you all sing. We're going to close. You that are listening, may Yah barak you. May He strengthen you. May the Esha of Yah rest upon you. Bless you. Health and wealth comes from Yah. Hallelujah. He has the power to give us wealth and health. Hallelujah. He's bringing us down this way of the last little turn off. And we're just going to turn in and rest a little while. That's all right. We come down the way and he's going to say, "Now, mama, you turn in here now one day." You're going to say, oh, Yahshua, ma. Hallelujah. And you're going to turn in for your shafat, for your rest. That's all right. We all got to turn that way, sister Hadassah. Hallelujah. Yabarak yo. Shalom Yisrael.
for Yahshua.
Come on, lift your hands and shout hallelujah. 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 For all things we do delight in you, our Abba. For Yahshua is this day of the bread of life. We rejoice this Shabbat as we prepare for the Shabbaton, this rest, and Peshach, Matzvah, as we fellowship and break the body of Yahshua, this bread of life. We total you for this living word. Yahshua is the Son of Yah, the living word, the Yahshak that saves Israel. Bless all of our friends and listeners, and those that join in with us. We ask it all in the mighty name of Yahshua the Lamb. Israel cried, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.